Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Hope you tune into my show, Untold with Maria Menounos, this Thursday night at 8 on E!
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah. Hey guys, we are here at AfterBuzz doing another after show for our mid-season finale of How to Get Away with Murder. It is episode 9. Kill me, kill me, kill me! Sam is dead!
And we know who it is!
Finally!
Oh god. I have to. Spoiler alert. Wes killed him.
But it was a tag team effort!
True, it was. I mean, it was a little bit of everything. I was worried because I was about to feel like very unsatisfied with just falling off the balcony, and then
they
improved. I like that.
They totally improved. And again, since we know and we're going to be talking about this murder, I think it'd be interesting to talk about some of the clues we might have missed. What's next for the show? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get off our chest what we feel about everything that happened, but then we can get into like, are we scared that this show, like, where's it gonna go now? This was so good. Like, is someone else gonna die? And is Bonnie gonna die? Who knows?
Well, let's introduce ourselves first.
Oh, yeah.
Say your name and
I
what you think.
I'm so excited about this.
I know.
Show.
But we have a new lady on the panel tonight.
We do. We have a guest host.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Steb Z. Tonight on the panel, we've got
JB Zimmerman.
Jillian Leff, a.k.a. the girl who predicted that Wes was the murderer.
I think we all said it at once.
I'm pretty sure we discussed that.
Okay. And I'm Lexi.
We're very excited to have Lexi joining us tonight. So we have a full panel for this mid-season finale.
Big episode, for sure.
Yeah.
Huge episode.
There was so much. There was just... Go ahead, go.
It was like, I don't know how you could have possibly jammed anything else into the story tonight. It was insane. There were so many twists.
Well, the first 8 minutes. So we watch a little bit later than you guys, so we can skip through the commercials. But when it was 8 minutes in on our DVR, I looked at Lexi and I was like, "What was that, huh?"
And then
what?
What were you like?
Yeah, okay. I couldn't even handle what we had just seen. I mean, they didn't reveal the killer in the first 8 minutes, but just the fact that we got the information that we've been craving the entire season, mm-hmm. a little bit more of it, I was just at a loss for words.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. We start this episode with this intense, I feel like isn't even the right word. It's not enough of a word for the communication that's happening between Sam and Annalise. We find out that their relationship, are they in a heated moment? Did Sam have too much to drink? Like, what is happening? Like, what set that off to get that ugly? Like, they've fought before and things have been going on, and she knew that he lied about the pregnancy. She's lied to her before. So she just lost it. It was intense.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously had a crazy, overwhelming emotional moment. You know, they had a big fight. I still don't know, because it wasn't confirmed, if Sam killed Lila, though. So
yeah,
I think that will also unfold as we move forward.
That will unfold. I feel like, for me, I feel like it's a yes, because of how she was leading us into, and he's like, I'm not a violent person, and she provoked him, and he, you know, the strangling scene, and you see that, and you see that's how she died. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they were kind of, maybe they're just throwing us another curveball, but I feel like they were maybe spoon-feeding a little bit her saying that and him not being able, like, him falling into that she's right about that prediction.
I mean, I think this was the most Sam-infused episode that we've seen as far as getting to know him as a person and his behavior. You know, we saw him as the good guy that was, you know, leaning on Annalise and helping her in the beginning. We saw him as the lying cheater, Now we see him as an aggressor, which we've really never seen before. I mean, we saw him be aggressive towards Annalise in this episode. We saw him be aggressive towards the students in this episode. So all signs are pointing to Sam, but I feel like it's not him. For some reason.
No, I don't think it's Sam either.
I don't think that.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so obviously Sam's exchange with Annalise was extremely heated. He told her things about their relationship that were disgusting, disturbing, honest.
Right. I mean, they both did. I think they were both taking the biggest pot shots at each other. She told him she cheated on him and had been for such a long time. I think they were literally stabbing each other directly in the heart.
But like, then why not take the moment and say, I killed her? Yeah, I killed her.
No, exactly. And that's why I think he didn't do it, because he wasn't... He held her against the wall, but that was as violent as it got, and he restrained himself. He didn't get overwhelmed by that passion. And even when all the kids were in the house and he sort of got the USB, it wasn't a very violent moment. Like, he just sort of like tackled him and like grabbed it.
He was sitting on top of Rebecca, strangling her.
Let me simulate
the what it could have been with Lila, because it was during sex.
Well, let me ask you all this.
That's a good point.
Why do you think that he tackled her? What is on that USB? He doesn't want her to see the correspondence with Lila.
It's the phone backup of his text with Lila.
Okay, but what is in it? Like, what's in it? What is in it that can get him in trouble?
Isn't it the sexual pictures?
If we don't think that he did it.
Well, it's the sexual pictures, but still there's communication. If we go back, again, now we're going to go into the clues, what we missed type situation. But if we go back to when Annalise saw his phone and saw the messages or the emails or whatever from Lila. Mm-hmm. And then she thought she got away with hiding the phone behind the back, and they were talking about dinner, I think, or something like that. And then they were deleted. So clearly there's something in those texts that lead to something, whether it be that she was pregnant and he was going to give her money for the baby or something. There's something more.
Or I'm going to leave my wife for you.
But Lila comes to the house to see Bonnie, saying that, like, she's upset that he left her. So Sam stopped it with Lila, because Lila and Rebecca were up on the roof and she was upset, and then she came to the house and wanted to tell Annalise that her husband had been cheating.
What if he hired somebody?
For what?
To kill Lila?
To get rid of his mess. It's just a thought. I'm just opening up the conversation.
I feel like it's one of those things, what we didn't want, which is she just had an accident and killed herself. I think maybe she was just upset. Maybe he was there but didn't do
anything. But wasn't there strangulation stuff on her?
There were the nail marks or something.
No, they said those were ant bites, but you can hire somebody else to do it if they do it. Anyway, I was just, in that fight with Sam and Annalise, I was really shocked at how dirty it went. Like, clearly, I would think if you're married to someone and you're both cheating on other people, clearly it's not working. That could have just been, like, there's so much more to their story that I think we're going to find out when the police come and question the students.
Right.
The trial of Sam and Lila, and we get into the what's next, which we'll just touch on and then we can come back, is that we still now have to figure out who gets away with what murder. Like, does this mean that Sam's getting away with Lila's murder because they can't test it? Because they kept saying there's no DNA, there's no DNA, there's no DNA. Is that making us think there's no DNA to capture who Lila was pregnant by? Like, maybe they're throwing things in. I don't know. I almost knocked over your drink.
Again.
Sorry. We had a technical difficulty before the show. I spilled a beverage.
I was thinking, because we were kind of distracted by the call that Annalise made to Sam's voicemail towards the end of the episode, because it was a montage with what all of the other people were doing at that moment. Mm-hmm. Did she call and leave a message before she stepped inside or after?
After. That was her alibi.
That was her alibi. I knew that was happening. Okay. And again, we just touched over that. So let's just talk about the murder real quick. We go through. Clearly, he's trying to get the chip back from Rebecca because she downloaded it off the computer. They get into a fight. They get into a scuffle. He falls over the stairs. He goes to reach for Laurel. Michaela pushes him over the stairs. We all think he's dead. And I think we all kind of were like, seriously? Like, yeah. That's, like, really? Like, we were shocked that it happened that way, but we were just like...
anticlimactic type thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was like, wait, huh? You know, it was like one of those moments. And then we see that he, you know, is still going. He's not dead. He's still going for this chip. And once he gets on top of Rebecca and starts strangling her, Wes picks up the trophy and nails him and smacks him in the head with it and actually kills him.
Now, a really good point that we kind of all thought when we were watching, when he fell off the staircase and landed flat, we all were like, wait, Rebecca had blood splattered all over her. When did that happen?
Right.
And we were so caught up in the moment, and I'm sure you guys were too, that it didn't even matter at that point because we were still shocked when they came and, you know, when we found out that he was still alive.
Right.
I mean, I would assume that you guys were still all shocked.
Yeah, I was just upset. I was very disappointed. Yeah. I was shell-shocked by... yeah. Not being satisfied in like a murder happening.
Yeah.
So that sort of blinded me to the other
people. I guess it goes along with all of them being so naive and what to do, I guess, when you kill someone, as anyone really would be. But because I would think that your first thought would be, well, why don't we go over and see if he still has a pulse? And they're like,
way
meanwhile,
too rational. Like, way oh, too rational.
If I ever have a problem, I'm going to call you. Yeah. Just calm, collective. Let's see if he has a pulse.
No,
okay,
do.
Now what do we do?
Well, Connor was like, he's dead. He's dead. Don't call the police. He's dead. Like, okay.
Connor throws up. His little stomach can't handle it. I was expecting more from Connor. The other thing that we see that is similar to that moment where we get a little bit sidetracked and we don't remember that we see the blood is that we don't we do remember that Wes flips the coin and it changes what the coin does, but we don't know. It's because Annalise was in the house when he went back for the trophy.
Oh,
that was an
so
awesome,
good.
Amazing
that so
moment.
Good. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That
I don't
was the,
think
that was the best part of the episode.
The
part. Yeah, no, I don't think any of us saw that. Come on.
Yeah, what's crazy is that she waited there to, I guess, maybe see if someone would come back. I mean, it's crazy that she didn't do anything. I wonder how long she was waiting there.
Well, you know what's hysterical? Yeah. The one thing that I wrote in my notes and I started, I said, where has Annalise been this entire time? When Wes came back to get the trophy the first time and we didn't see the cutaway to her, I was like, wait, he went back and got the trophy, but he was totally risking going back because if I were... you know, a homeowner, I'd be in my house. Like, he didn't know where Annalise was. So that was a complete risk. And I thought that right away, like, wait, he just...
But he's risking it because his hand, like, he knows that it's his fingerprints on the statue.
Yeah, but everyone has touched that thing.
Right, but also a good point that I believe you brought up, Jillian, while we were watching, was that there's a piece of the trophy, piece of the trophy
the
that hangs
thingy,
off is
the
missing.
Trays.
So is that the scale? So is that going to be in, where is that?
I don't know. Viewers, did you notice that as well? Because when we were first introduced to the trophy, we see the basket that's hanging off of her arm. When...
Frank holds it up.
It's not there. So I'm wondering, where the hell is that? Is that in Asher's apartment? Was it there when Michaela took it? We have no idea. Could it have nothing to do with it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is that just a set dresser mistake?
I think it was there. And the reason why is because when Wes goes back and they show that Annalise was actually sitting there, you can kind of hear a little clinking when he picks it up. And I think that was that chain dangling and knocking against the metal. That was just, like, something minor I picked up.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't notice that, but you pointed it out. So maybe it will play. Maybe it won't.
When he picks it up, though, is before they clean it. Because they go back, and then they really get to town on covering up the murder.
Kind of a sloppy job, though, because if you think about it, in her upstairs bathroom, Wes was using a washcloth covered in blood. Where'd that go? The blood remnants are in the sink. Then they take it to the kitchen sink, and they're rinsing it off. You need to use more than soap on that to get rid of blood.
Just spray it.
Well,
yeah.
I even know that, and I'm not a murderer.
Right.
Well, also, if the blood... Laurel is cleaning the statue in the sink with the blood off. If Wes took it and then it went back to clean up, there's going to be blood in Wes's jacket wherever he's holding that statue.
Oh, right, because he took
That's
it back.
True.
So there's...
Yeah, I mean, he bashed his head in. Like, there's probably blood spatter everywhere in that hallway. Like, there's no way they can get
all
that.
I feel like, too, I don't know what the statistic is, and if somebody out there knows, I'd love to hear it, but there's a statistic that a criminal makes a certain amount of mistakes during a crime. I think it's something. Okay. I think it's something they make maybe seven. There's at least seven things they do wrong to get caught. I've heard it before. There's some sort of statistic of how many things an average criminal will do wrong to do that. And of course, we see they've done a lot wrong here.
Well, they haven't finished the course, so they don't know how to get away with murder yet. It's going to backfire on them. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
But they can't get caught.
Gotta get the bleach, gotta get the industrial products.
But they can't get caught. The show, we can't come back after the mid-season finale and they all just go to jail. That'd be like, doo-doo-doo. And I feel like this show is one of those shows, like the other shows from Shondaland, that are gonna go for season after season. I mean, look at Grey's, it's 11 seasons. They always figure out how to make something happen. So I don't think they can just get caught.
Right.
Well, and here's the thing. I think with Annalise being in on this now, it's not like she's going to go to the cops and say, oh, I had a huge rug right there and now it's gone. Because that would be giving everything away and she knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how she shields all the kids from their mistakes, one being the rug that is now missing.
Right. So do we think that Annalise is actually happy that he's dead?
I think she's relieved.
Yeah. Jinx. Oh, God.
Oh, no. I'm over you.
Double drinks. Jinx for us.
Yeah, no, I think that she... It's what she wanted but wouldn't have ever done. And that's why she sits there sort of calmly, just very accepting of what happened. You know, she doesn't freak out. She doesn't call the cops. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't move anything.
Do you think that it goes as far back as her going over to Nate's house and saying, what do I do? What do I do? Do you think that she had an inkling of what was going on at her house during the time that she was there?
No.
I don't think so.
I think she came back and saw him dead there and was sitting there like, what happened? And Wes came in. And I honestly think a step further that her and Wes are going to have a plan to pin it on someone else.
Who knows? Could it
be
Nate?
Which he's very calculating.
Oh, poor Nate.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but Nate, like, come on. Your wife goes back to the hospital because she has cancer, so Annalise, like, your cheating lover comes over, and you're like, okay, sweet, let's do this. Come on. And
don't you think that she probably went over when they were cleaning everything up?
Over where?
Over to Nate's apartment.
Well, we see her leave. She leaves so that Sam is by himself.
Yeah.
She leaves and Sam's by herself and then Michaela comes over and Michaela's like, I'll wait for her.
No, she's saying after the murder, like when they're cleaning
it
up.
So Annalise goes to the police station. She's sitting outside the police station and then she decides to go to Nate's apartment because she doesn't know what she's supposed to do.
Oh, maybe that is what happens at the timeline. Maybe she is there the whole time, leaves to Nate's after she finds the body.
Like that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's great. It's very tough to tell because of the editing style when stuff happens. They flip-flop timelines.
I think I'd be curious to know, you know, we obviously saw the cutaway of her and Wes, but I'd be curious to know when she walked into the house. I hope that they do a flashback to that, what her reaction was when she walked in and saw what had happened.
I'm sure they will. Well, the thing, that we have to figure out where this plays is we don't see it in this episode, but last week, I believe, or the week before, they show us that the carpet's gone when she makes the phone call to Bonnie. So when she makes the phone call to Bonnie...
Another alibi.
She makes a phone call to Bonnie, the carpet's gone. So that call has to come after, and the kids are moving the body. Okay, wait, follow me here. The kids are, they're moving the body, they're in the car, and Asher walks across.
Right.
Then Asher says he's going to meet Bonnie in 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then they have sex. How long could that be for Asher? 10 minutes? No, you know what I mean?
Oh, but then okay, so she's still in the house then. Okay.
So there's only that time, the timeline from Asher getting the call to see Bonnie coming over in 20 minutes, them having sex, the carpet's gone, and Annalise knows. Did you follow me?
Right. There's a lot of balls in the air.
You need a long whiteboard with a tag.
Yeah. But I also think the daylight is confusing because it was dark when they got to their destinations. And then when they showed I actually put the next day, ... or the morning after. And I have Wes is in bed in the hotel. We know that.
Right.
Connor goes to Oliver's, takes a shower, doesn't tell him what's going on.
And then they'll go with Annalise's.
Right. Laurel's with Frank at Frank's apartment. Asher is with Bonnie. And so everyone has a place. Like, there has to be time where they all go home because they're all freshly showered. All of them.
No, Bonnie goes to Annalise's before Asher does. So yeah, that's right. Two different things.
I know, but I don't think that Bonnie's in on it, and I don't think that Frank's in on it either.
I don't think that I don't think they're in on it. I just think that the timeline from when Annalise calls, they see the call. When Annalise calls Bonnie is only a half an hour after the body's being moved.
I don't think so because it's daylight. They're laying in the bed and it's daylight. So I do think that it's a couple of hours after because they're all. That you can see when they're sitting up in the bed, it's light outside.
It's like the morning out because he says, "Let's go."
So
to
Bonnie
breakfast.
Spent the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bonnie spent the night. Yeah, and then she calls like first thing. He didn't come home last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
good
was wrong.
By.
Okay.
Great acting on her part.
Who, Bonnie?
No, on. She's Annalise has made all of these nice alibis for herself with using tears. She's great. She sounds so upset.
Yeah,
she looks like hell.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I don't know.
She's amazing. I mean, again, it's just another... Viola Davis is just...
Phenomenal.
Amazing. I feel like this is the best acting that we've seen from her. I don't know. Does anyone else agree with me there? I feel like it's so... It's different. It's the same caliber of acting that she's always done, but it's making my head spin in a way that I really like.
I think that it's just different because we're seeing her week to week and not in a film.
I think what's so great about this particular episode is she went through so many different emotions.
Right, yeah,
so
I was going to say the
sad
levels.
Sad and angry and, you know, upset and worried. And I think that's what makes her acting amazing in this episode.
Which is crazy, too, because we never really see her happy.
Right.
Yeah.
We see all emotions out of her except happy.
Well, we see relieved, which is, or seemingly relieved.
Right.
Which is kind of happy.
Her and Wes have that weird eye thing going on at the end.
They did.
There's something.
She's a little happy. There was like an understanding there.
I'm sure Steph still thinks that Wes is his her son. I'm sure.
Related.
Yes, are you still on that?
She can't have kids.
You know.
That's,
she adopted Wes.
Steph's like, I figured it out.
Come on! Other people thought that, too.
You're right. I read the comments.
I love Wes. He looks like a giraffe to me. I love him. He's my favorite.
He's a brontosaurus human.
No, a giraffe. Giraffes are real cute.
So
anyway.
Is there anything else that we've missed? I mean, there's so much.
There is a lot. I mean, I love that scene at the end when Annalise comes out. She's so exposed. Like, she's in a robe. She's not even clothed. Mm-hmm. She's no makeup on. She doesn't have her... hair on, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was such a vulnerable moment, but to see that turn where she was sort of completely out there.
Yeah.
And then even there, like at that moment, she still had something with Wes, like something beneath the surface. That was so cool to see that even like as low as she gets and even like the
she
craziest
had to,
moment
though.
For her, she still has like a trick up her sleeve. She's still got a plan.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, it's Annalise.
Exactly.
She's always got a plan.
She's always got a plan. But awesome. Like we've said before, there's some times where it's not that she has a plan and everything falls into the plan. It's like something goes awry.
Right.
And she just figures
out a way.
She has to put out the fires.
Yeah, exactly. She's still got it, is what I'm saying. She's still got it.
Well, I don't know. Like I was thinking, you know, I went back and watched a few episodes and I was thinking every time that she was not confident in herself, she would always say to Sam, "I'm going to lose this one." And she said it more than one time this season. So obviously, she is full of doubt and needs someone to, you know, basically give her a pat on the back. I think that she is she's needy. She tries not to come off that way. But I think that Sam really described her perfectly. I mean, obviously, there were a bunch of expletives and very
except
nasty things.
Disgusting slut.
Yeah. But, like, she, brutal. You know, she looks, you know, she's strong on the outside, but she's weak on the inside. And I do think that she is a very smart woman and a brilliant character, but I don't know what's going to happen now that she is, like, she has to handle this all herself. No Bonnie, no Frank, just
well,
Wes.
I mean, she still has the students,
she's
though.
She still has the students.
Well, yeah, but...
But something to say to the character, I feel like, I don't know if you guys, you know, agree with me in this, but I feel that that's... true to a lot of people that are super hard on the outside. They're sometimes the most insecure people. Mm-hmm. and her, you know, we've touched on how she came to Sam and he helped her and saved her. So clearly there's some pain body in her that she has not dealt with yet. And who knows if Sam being dead and all this stuff is going to help. Like, I wonder if we're going to see more of that because they touch on it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's super clear that she somewhere along the line got hurt somehow and her walls are just like so high up that that's what causes her to be this quote-unquote jaded way, even though her mm-hmm. jade is in a positive way where she gets things done and she's motivated and she's smart, you know what I mean? But I feel like she still is, there's something there that I kind of hope we get to see. I like that vulnerable side of her.
I hope that they actually flash back to, you know, who she was with Sam, and I hope that they flash back to maybe the start of their relationship, because we do know that she was the mistress. So I'd be curious to see how that all began. And who knows, maybe she'll have these weird emotional flashbacks because she does have a conscience. Like, we know that. So I'm expecting...
But is it real?
I think so. I
would hope that it's genuine. Yeah. I mean, she has had some really sincere moments, mm-hmm. but it's like, I wouldn't see why she wouldn't have a flashback with him and looking back on things and could things have been different?
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of sides to that. Because even when she had the breakdown the first time with the, I need you, I need you, I need you. If you really think you need somebody and then you see them lying dead there, you don't tell the person that you think killed them that, thank you for doing that, it's okay. So there's a lot going on.
I think it'd be interesting to see a kind of a flashback comparison between Annalise as the mistress and then Lila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To see how the relationships were between Sam at both of those aspects of their relationships.
Ooh, yeah. Like, did it happen the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. I thought we were going to see Sam dying and flashes of Lila dying at the same time.
They've done some weird things juxtaposed together. Like sex and an autopsy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a first for me ever seeing that.
Yeah, I can't believe we still don't know who killed Lila.
Or how she really even died.
Yeah.
Besides being in a tank.
Do you think we will? Or do you think it's just going to...
I think we will, too.
I think that the killer's still out there. I hope that the writers weren't lazy and just decided that she did it herself. I will be very disappointed if she decided to drown herself. But, you know, I think that it's on the table. I do. They have a lot more to say for the rest of the season. And then they're going on a huge break. We have another show coming back. So this ends in the beginning of March, and then ABC just picked up another show that's going to take its slot at 10 p.m. And they go on a break for a while and then come back in the fall again. So we're going to have a huge gap of time. These last episodes need to be like,
how many do you have? Do you know?
Well, it comes back the 29th.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys back on January 29th. And then I want to say that the last episode is the last week in February. The last Thursday in February, because March 5th is the premiere of the other show at 10 p.m.
Four or five. It's episode 9, maybe 13. Mm-hmm. And then another. Okay, well, we're not over yet. There's more to talk about.
Well, tell me then.
I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that we're going to get back to the... You know, for a long time, we had three simultaneous murders going. We liked that. We liked this other murder and these students trying to get this trophy and trying to get recognized. You know, they're having tests and finals now. Is what's the next step? Like, what do you guys think is the next step after school, after this class?
Right.
Is it going to be the same students always? Is she going to get more different students? Is the Keatling 5 going to change?
Well, I think first things first, they have to draw the attention away from Sam being murdered. Mm-hmm. I think she mentioned he like must have fled.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to sell that story, maybe even use the Lila murder to sort of make that a motive for him to get out of town, or quote unquote get out of town because he's dead. But I think they have to draw the attention away from any possibility of him being dead long enough so that no one can find his body.
Or the possibility that he did it and no one really cares that he's dead because he's dead.
Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know if... Yeah, I wonder when it will come out that he's dead.
Or maybe if he didn't do it, maybe they'll frame him because he is dead.
Yeah.
And that'll take it away.
And that'll just be the end.
Yeah. And well, that'll take it away from like how he died, and it'll focus on him being the murderer, but he's dead, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then everybody's in the clear, so they're going to try and pin it on Sam. But how can they pin it on him without his DNA?
And they just
destroyed
the flash
drive. There's got to be something in the house.
Yeah,
there's got to be something in the house, too.
Right.
Yeah. And well, his actual computers
right, yeah,
in the house.
Yeah, still have his computer. I was about to say that.
I was like,
we have the source, so...
They destroyed the backup chip, but they got the real thing.
Yeah, just... Maybe there's clues on his computer.
It's possible. What else? What do you guys
think? Do you think Rebecca took, when she left the next morning, do you think she took the flash drive to...
the police?
To Nate.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Did she repair it?
Maybe.
No, before
when she went
broke
to get coffee?
Didn't she have it in her...
before she came back when she went to...
Didn't she have it in her pocket?
Yeah, she did. She had it with her.
Yeah.
She could have.
Oh, before Wes came back?
No, before when she came back from Donuts.
With the bagels.
Bagels.
Because it was very nonchalant. He was freaking out, and she walked in, and she was like, I got us coffee and bagels.
And like, she was like,
I'm sorry, but coffee and bagels is not the first thing I think when I just covered up a murder the night before. I'm going to go get coffee and bagels. Like, that's
right,
not the first thing I think.
But she's crazy, and she's like, this boy who's been protecting me just killed somebody for me. I love him.
But she is unaccounted for in that moment, so I don't know. I think I believe you. You convinced me. You convinced me.
Excellent contribution. No, I think that's really... It adds up to me. Like, I think that would be a perfect thing for her to have done, to sort of throw another wrench in the whole thing.
But is it the information that we're going to find off the computer or the hard drive? Is it going to be Sam being kind of a stand-up guy and being like, we really just can't do this, Lila. I have my wife. I have this. We can't do this. Is he going to be denying the pregnancy to her?
He could be. I mean,
is Annalise going to feel bad that she was like, sweet, he's dead?
Well, I mean, he's a bad guy, so I don't think she's ever going to go back to the place of being like, ooh, I wish he was still alive.
Yeah.
But she also thought she needed him. I think she's going to be in her head. This is going to make her, this is going to mess with her. She's
right. I mean, she's a very powerful people, and those types need a powerful support. Like, there's no one that gets anywhere without a team.
Okay, but now that Nate's wife is in the hospital, that makes him available to her. And if Nate's wife passes, I wonder what will happen between Annalise and Nate.
Ooh.
Will he go back to hers, or is he just using her for sex?
I think he could, and that would definitely muddy the waters between... with everything. I think the next half is going to be more of a trial on Annalise. Right. Like, they're not going to find Sam. Obviously, that's kind of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the spotlight's going to be on her. Things are going to come out. Stuff like the affair. Everything.
What's going to happen to Annalise, though? Because Annalise is pretty much the reason that Nate lost his job. But when her alibi is Nate. Because last time she put Nate on the stand... He couldn't alibi out, or he couldn't get out of it because he was with her, and he didn't say that he was with her. So he covered up for her, even though she was pushing him, like, where were you when this happened? So is he going to do that again, or is she going to be able to use him as an alibi? That's going to get crazy.
Good question.
Well, we have 5 minutes before we need to wrap, so
so much to talk
about.
All right, let's go around
final
here. Let's give our final thoughts. What do you think is going to happen? What are we going to come back to in January? What's going to happen? Let's start with you, Lexi. Put you on the spot there.
I think that Annalise is going to really cover for the kids because, I mean, she does in the end know what happened, but I think it's going to be this really fine line and a tension that we see between everyone except for Wes trying to keep this a secret from Annalise, and then Wes is like working on the side with Annalise to keep everything covered up. I just think it's going to be this very complicated mess of like two people knowing the full story and then four people not.
Do you think that they're going to find out that Wes knows more? Do you think they're going to start, there's going to be a great divide, that they're going to start seeing that Wes was responsible, Wes did it, Wes and Rebecca, now Wes knows more information?
I think that somehow Annalise is going to find out that Wes told Rebecca about the pregnancy, and somehow realize that Rebecca and Nate are working together.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Well, I am looking forward to Wes and Annalise's relationship developing. And I kind of, like, love Rebecca as a character, but I also hate her.
You love to hate her.
I just, you know, it's like...
She's smart.
She's really smart, and... But she's really stupid at the same time. So I think that she's going to mess this up for everyone. You know, obviously what had happened really boils down to her going over to the house and trying to get the flash drive, which is something that Nate prompted her to do. So I really think that she is going to throw a wrench in their plans, because in this entire, you know, season that we've seen so far, she has thrown a wrench in every single one of their plans, because she's always worried about herself. And Wes is always worried about her. So I think that Wes is probably going to tell her about Annalise sooner rather than later. And if he doesn't, then I think we really will find out where his loyalties are. So,
do you think that she's going to confess and that guilt will get the best of her? Rebecca?
She doesn't want to go to jail. So... I think that she sees that she can have this bright future. I just think she's going to ruin it for herself in some way.
Well, because we do see her. That's a very interesting point that you brought up, because we do see her, even when it was with the Laurel and Michaela, who are both kind of involved in this stair-pushing thing, when they were trying to keep secrets and she straight up told them. When the one with the prenup. And we didn't even talk about that, too. Michaela actually
signs the prenup. She's pretty
nosy. Yeah.
But yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah, no, I think her nosiness and just the fact that she's very impulsive is going to blow the whole thing. I think that Wes is, and both Wes and Annalise are going to keep the secret, so no one's going to find out. Somehow, Rebecca is going to figure it out, not from Wes telling her, but because he left something or she's just snooping around.
Well, speaking of left something, we didn't even talk about the wedding ring that's missing.
We didn't talk about the wedding ring that's missing. We didn't talk that much about the prenup that was signed. And the big thing also we didn't talk about is that, why was Asher left out of this situation? Is it going to get pinned on Asher? What did, especially because of the fact that we know his dad is super high up and he could, and they say it.
And he's covered up something before.
He's covered
up. He's not the cleanest judge, right? Exactly. The judge?
So why is he left out of this?
Well, I think he was just left.
Is he going to find out?
Timing.
Yeah, timing, the study group. They were just all at the same place. Like,
no, he wasn't at the right place at the right time. There's got to be a reason down the line.
I don't know.
There's a reason.
Wasn't it because I forgot who was in the car. What, Laurel, Wes, and Connor were in the car. Weren't they all supposed to be studying together?
Yeah, they're in the study group.
And I don't think Asher wanted to have the party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wanted to have the party, but I understand all that. What I'm saying is that I feel like somehow Asher's presence not there is going to play a larger role than that he just wasn't there.
I mean, to me, it already played the role of that's how they got the trophy. She was able to steal the trophy to kill him because he wasn't there. He was having his party, and so they got the trophy from him, and that puts it back sort of in play because Frank has it now. Mm-hmm. So it's more about the trophy's whereabouts as the murder weapon.
Right, so therefore he's connected.
Right, sort of, it's a fact. Like,
in an indirect way, he's connected. So what do you think before we wrap it up?
I think that I do agree with that Nate and Rebecca are going to figure something out. They're in there to help each other. I feel like I said, Asher's going to play something. And I do. I feel like we're going to find out why Lila was killed, who killed her. I feel like all the clues that they've left are going to pan out. I mean, they have. They've kind of fed us along the way with fast forward rewinds. They've always led us to something else is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like everything, we're going to find out about the ring. Who knows where it is. We're going to find out about Asher. Mm-hmm. Frank, Bonnie, we still don't know exactly. You know, they're still kind of just there. But I know that it's going to be really good. I predict that it's all going to be really good.
I'm so excited for the end of January.
I know. It's going to be great. All right. Well, until January, where can the people find you guys?
You can find me on all social media at Lexi Hamisfar.
Perfect. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official. And I also host American Horror Stories on Wednesday. So be sure to tune into that.
Nice. Well, you guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IamStephZ, and I do a whole bunch of other shows here, too, so look out for them. All right, have a great night.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.